Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. We made it through another week. It is Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's here. Colin E., he's around. Like I said, it's Friday. It's cold. Good morning to you, Chris. How's everything?
Good morning. Fall sucks.
You don't like it?
Nope.
I'm a big fan of the three seasons not named winter for the most part.
Okay.
That's where I am.
I've gotten soft.
Yeah?
I've gotten soft and just want it to be warm all the time, though.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I like weather like today, I'm okay with. I've started to be all right with the oppressive heat.
Right.
Because you can't do anything about it. I mean, it just is what it is. Plus, I'm getting old. And the springtime always brings good cheer. Like, you're excited about the spring.
Rebirth.
You know?
Everything starts again. Yeah.
And it's just the unbearable cold that I don't like. But I've become being good at being a homebody. Like, I'm okay to go stretches of, you know, 18 hours in the house, like if I'm off of work or whatever, you know, especially.
Okay.
So that being said, winter isn't terrible, but it's by far my least favorite season.
No, just 75 and sunny every day but Christmas and I'd be good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be one of those old people that wanders off to Florida someday.
Fair enough. Not much going on. Looking for Colony today. Colony, I can't tell if he's frazzled, if he's in a good mood. It's one of those weird Colony days for me. Sometimes I could tell when he's in a terrible mood, and sometimes when he's in a terrible mood, make the best shows, because then he just snaps out of it with something.
Right.
But I can't figure out what he has going on.
He seems a little upbeat from what I could tell.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like he's flaunting the ketchup packets. I think it's Friday for Jim. Jim's gotten to Friday, and I think he's excited about that.
Yeah, he's lost, though. I don't know. I think he's sensing the end of his golf season coming up.
Oh.
So, there it is. Where do you think Colony is right now, producer Matt?
Like, mood scale?
Yeah, mood
scale.
Yeah,
I think he's in a good mood, actually. He came in, he was talking to me about something, I forget what it was, something off the beaten path. So...
Internet porn.
He's feeling good. No.
No. Okay. No, that's not.
No. What's he?
Oh, yeah. We might bring this up later, so maybe I won't spill the beans. But he showed us before in the pre-show about golf.
No, I don't know. What, a hole in one?
No. Somebody sent him a free game.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Someone can't use their voucher for like a course, Green Oaks or something.
Yep.
And so they just gave it to Jim.
Send it to...
We'll let him bring it up. He's real big on telling the same story 13 times anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll let him do that.
He's excited
He
about
gets
that.
To refine it as he tells it more and more often.
Oh, he has told... he has a couple go-tos that he's told 15 straight times.
He'll add a different spicy little detail here and there, change things up a little bit.
Yeah, that was nice of that guy. So someone just sent Jim a voucher for free golf, which is really nice. They said, I can't use it. I won this in an outing, and you're a really nice guy, you seem like. Here you go, Jim. You play a lot of golf.
It's good to be Colony.
But there are real strict stipulations on it. It's like you got to play on Tuesday between 9 and 11. You got to play on Wednesday after 4. And you got to play on Thursday sometime between 1:30 and 1:45. Can you make it?
I think it has he'll to be make, four people, too.
Right.
Oh, he'll make it happen.
Oh, yeah. He'll show up.
He'll pick up three homeless guys on the way there if he has to.
He's into it. He'll play free golf.
You hold the natty.
You know, what's
you
he doing
hold
today?
My bag.
What's Jim have going on today?
Who knows?
Because today it's not supposed to rain, is it? Well, look, I got the weather thing here.
I don't think so.
No, it's not supposed to rain. It's just cooler. It's like 53. He'll play golf. Today might be a prime, fine Jim a foursome day.
He's got his U.S. Open jacket on already.
No pants, though, right? Shorts?
Shorts, yeah.
Okay, he's ready to go. Like, we did this a couple times on the show, find Jim a foursome, and it'll just say, hey, call in. I know
What's
there's somebody.
Like 3 minutes?
There's somebody has three today. They're looking for a fourth. Jim has played the Fox Chapel Golf Club. He has played the Field Club. He has played like two different. And people call in and be like, hey, today at 1 o'clock, we got three guys because we took off. We're playing at Rose Ridge. And we're like, no, thank you. Sorry. not good enough. And we just dog those guys. And so, and a guy calls up, and Jim has now made friends with him, and plays the field club.
Is that probably the highest echelon he's reached, you think, in the just glomming on to foursomes?
Yes. I don't think he has played Oakmont ever.
Okay.
So the field club is
pretty much it.
I mean, it's just right there, though, too. Like the field club, the golf club, Longview, that's all right there. I mean, you have Oakmont that's kind of in a category all its own. And then just a slight notch behind her, all those places. But, yeah, Jim's not afraid to tag along. He'll take free light.
He'll make friends.
What do you make of this lady that had that squirrel on the airplane? Did you read that story that was making the rounds yesterday?
No.
What's it called when you have that, like a dog?
Service animal.
Yeah. Emotional support,
okay. So not even a service animal, an emotional support.
And they had to hold up the plane for like over an hour because a lady that fought about it.
It was a squirrel.
Emotional support squirrel, she says.
In a cage, at least?
I didn't even read the whole story. I saw the headline. It made me so furious, I just did away with it. Which, accusing Jim of telling the same story 30 times, I'll tell you the time when we went to Hawaii, and my wife, guy gets on, talking to his dog. I mean, talking to it as if...
It's a person.
Yes, as if he had just had intercourse with it for 35 years straight. And I'm like, I mean, he's like, oh, booty, booty, mochi. And I'm like, that dude's sitting next to us. I said, no, he is. We're at the airport gate. And I said to my wife, I go, there's a 1,000% chance that dude's sitting next to us. And we were going to Phoenix and then connecting to Hawaii. And she was like, no way. And I said, yep, I guarantee he is. This is why I fly Southwest, because we don't have assigned seats, because I would wait and see where that dude sat.
And then sit somewhere else, exactly.
Correct. Yeah. But we weren't. It was like we were on a different airline.
Right.
And so this guy, and I'm like, this dude is whacked. And you know who he looked like? He kind of looked like, I don't like watch TV shows. It's hard for a point of reference. I don't know. He looked like an IT guy. At like any company in the world, like skinny, balding, kind of pocket protector-esque.
Looked like he might not get outside much.
Lives with his mom, yeah. Okay. So I told my wife, I said, that dude, and he had the dog out of the crate in the concourse, you know? And he's walking it around, like kissing it on the lips. I was like, this is whack.
She's like, certain places.
She goes, we got to sit as far away as we can from that guy. I go, we can't. Whatever the seat says. And I said, I'm telling you, that dude is in our row. I know he is. And this is like at 45 minutes before the flight takes off. So that dude. So we go to sit.
He's there.
Dude's already in his seat. He's ready to go. He's just, and we're like seat 14, A, B, and C, whatever. And so go. We walk back. I go, oh my God. Oh my.
Nailed it.
Like Hartman Independence.
Yes.
We start walking back the row, and wouldn't you know, dude is there. Dog out of the crate, on his lap, facing him. Oh, tongue kissing his thing on the lips.
God.
And I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening. But then again, I can, because it's me. And so I gotta go to the bathroom. Right?
Is he on the aisle or is he on the window?
Window. So there's just no avoidance. My wife, I couldn't believe it. She sat in the middle.
She took one?
Uh-huh. And he talked to this dog as if it was amazing. The whole, I just had to sit on the aisle. Mm. I swung my legs out in the aisle.
Yeah. Just turn the other way.
I just had to. It was the most bizarre thing I'd ever seen in my life. Most bizarre thing I'd ever seen in my life.
I don't get it.
And then when we landed in Phoenix, in this high of a voice, I could not believe it. And first of all, I got the wireless on the airplane just to send sneak shots of this guy to my friends.
Right.
And be like, this is what I'm sitting next to on the airplane, just so you know. I was taking like sneak photos and videos, real quick ones. Because I don't care at that point. So whenever we landed, and I forget what the dog's name was. It wasn't Lance. But anyway, so we go to land. And as soon as we land, he goes, oh, this loud. And let's say the dog's name Muffin, right?
Okay.
Oh, Muffin, We made it! We made it! We're here! I was just like, my man. My man. If I had to do it over again, I probably would have just been like, I can't sit next to this dog. We got to move to the
right.
Flight attendant. I was weighing that between the ability to tell this story for my whole life.
Right, right. Now you can tell this story.
Yeah.
You, that guy, and Muffin.
I mean, it was something like that. It was real.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
The dog sat on this dude's lap, four paws on his thighs.
Yeah.
Facing him the whole time. And then there was like a little kid in front of us kept turning around looking at it. And at one point he said, and he offered to the flight attendant, he said to the flight attendant, she's got to sit on my lap because she gets scared on flights. Like, so he was there, I think, to support.
The emotional support human.
Yeah, yeah. Chris, am I crazy for thinking that's crazy?
God.
I think I do have a picture still somewhere.
Really?
On my phone.
You got to find that.
It was like that the whole time.
I don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
It was.
I don't dislike animals, but I don't get it.
It was. K9, it was foreplay the whole time on this flight.
God.
It was incredible. My wife was so freaked out about this. I couldn't believe she volunteered to sit in the middle.
Yeah, I can't believe she sat there.
I volunteered. I was like, I'll sit in the middle. She's like, no, it's okay. Because I think she thought that I'd eventually, that then like the FAA would be involved in the FBI if I had to sit in the middle.
And you weren't making it to your destination.
And the ASPCA, yeah. And everybody that's an acronym.
Have you
would have
seen
been
this picture of the lady with the squirrel?
Does she look like the dude, probably?
Yeah. She walking off the flight, and they've blurred out her hand, so I can only assume she's giving him the middle finger salute as she's being escorted off the plane.
Wow.
Because it delayed the flight by 2 hours, because God forbid Frontier Airlines has a policy against bringing rodents on board.
2 hours.
2 hours it took them to get this lady off the flight.
Man. So maybe I didn't have it all that bad that the guy was...
No, could have been a squirrel.
He was petting it like so lustily. It was so
lustily
incredible. I was sending videos to my buddy Billy White live at the time. I was sending photos to, there were like four or five people I was sending pictures to and photos, and it was unbelievable. I was waiting for the guy to just full on.
Just right there.
Get it.
On the plane.
With the dog.
Mile High Club.
Yeah, with the Mile High Canine Club. Right there. Get it. You know what kind of style it would be, too. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Really. I don't know why he was... I don't know why they didn't say, like, put it under the seat. I didn't push it. I was so freaked out.
Right. Like, I don't... Like I said, I don't dislike animals and pets and stuff, but I don't get that.
It was... My wife is, like, spooked to this day, I think, to go on airplanes because of that.
Did you see this? This just came in on the text line. This is phenomenal news.
I wonder if you could buy a ticket for the dog and come... Oh, no. Liberty Tunnel thing?
No, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They finally got the signals in the middle of the tunnel.
I've noticed that. I've said that all along. You couldn't hear our station in the Liberty Tunnel.
No.
My phone would go out in the Liberty Tunnel, too. But a guy could talk real time from space to Houston.
Yes.
Why can't that happen?
Finally made it
right.
Happen.
Anyhow, Fan Morning Show, pre-show. We'll talk a lot about the Stillers and Bengals. We talk about Phil Kessel to get going today. Two Jeffs, G-E-O-F-F. Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com. He joins us at 8:30. And as always, Jeff Schwartz at 9 o'clock from the Action Network. He's oh so good. And we talk to both of those guys. Colony in a minute. Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.